we're going to learn Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph. We are at Mesivei on the third line of the page. So we're going to ask another Kasha on Rav Acha. Again, Rav Acha is one that said that they would blow nine tekios for each Karbon Musaf that was brought that day. So if there were two Karbonos Musaf, 18 tekios. Three Karbonos Musaf, 27 tekios. So it says we're Mesivei. Ditani Rav Bar Shmuel Yachal Kishem Shetokin al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo V'al Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo Kach Yu Tokin al Kol Musaf Umusaf, that you might have thought, as a Hava Mina, you might have thought that just like you blow separate tekios for the Musaf of Shabbos on its own and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh on its own when it falls out on a weekday and there's no other carbon Musaf, so too, when they fall out on the same day, you should blow tekios for each one individually. Tamalomar, that's why the pasuk says Ubarashe Chad Shechem. So we learn from there that you only blow one time. So Al Kalpanim, you see in this brisa that we do not blow for two Karbonos Musaf against Rav Acha. Tiyuftad Rav Acha Tiyuftad. It's explicit, meaning it doesn't require any deal, it doesn't require any chachma. It's explicit against Rav Acha. Here we have explicitly in this brisa against Rav Acha. So it says in my Talmudah, how does the brisa derive from the pasuk that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos that they only blow one set of tekios even if there are two Karbanos Musaf? Meaning, I understand that that's what the brisa is saying, but where does it see it in the pasuk? So Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Uver Rashi Chachechem, Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. It says of Rashi Chachechem, so we derive from there that the tekios of all the Rashi Chadashim are the same as each other, which means that just like Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday, there are nine tekios total. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there are nine tekios total. Ravashi Yamar Ksiv Chachechem Uksiv Uvrashay. No, it's a different way that we learn it out. It says Chachechem without a Yud, which sounds like a Lashon Yachid, but then it says Uvrashay, which is Lashon Rabbim, so it's as if it's a Stirim. So the Torah is speaking about a Chodesh which has two Roshim. Ve'ezeh Chodesh yesh lo shnei Roshim. What is the month, a single month, that has two Roshim? Haviyomer is a Rosh Hashanah. Must be that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, where there it's a Rosh Chodesh and a Rosh Hashanah, so it's two Karbanos Musaf. And yet, Vamarachmana, Chachechem, Chadhi. That it's only Chachechem, it's only one set of tekios for the Shnei Musafin that you bring on Rosh Hashanah. So basically, main point over here, we prove that we don't blow separately for each Musaf. We don't blow separately for each Musaf against Rav Acha from an explicit brisa. Actually, from two explicit brisas we're about to see. And next main point, two possible limudim from the word Chachechem, that we only blow one set for multiple musafin. Either that all Rashi Chadashim are equated with each other, or that it refers to Rosh Hashanah, and it speaks in the singular. So even on Rosh Hashanah, where there are two musafs, it still speaks in the singular. So now the Gemara is going to ask again on Rav Acha. Again, Rav Acha is the one that said that you blow nine tekios for each Karban Musaf of the day. So Va'otanya, we have another explicit brisa that talks about the shear of the Musaf of Chag HaSukkos. B'chol Shel Moed B'Rishon, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Maho Yu Omrim, what was the shear that they would sing? So Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim, Mizmor Chavtes of Tehillim, because that was the day of the beginning of the Simchas Beis Shreva. So she would say Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'oz, Kol HaShem Al HaMayim, right? It's all about Nisach HaMayim. B'Sheni, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, Mayu Omrim, what would they say? They would say Mizmor Nun of Tehillim, Ularasha Amer Elokim, because that Mizmor has Divrei Musar for those who are in the Azara for the sake of celebrating the Chag, and tells them Malach Alasaper Chukai, meaning why would you come to this to the Beis Hamikdash if you're not going to do tshuva? The only sense in coming is to do tshuva, and it says Zevach Lelukim Toda V'Shalem LeElyon Nidarecha, and that's also about Chag HaSukkos, which is the third regal. It's the zman that you would violate Bal Ta'acher if you had a neder to bring a korban and you didn't bring it by then. So at the end of the Mizmar, we praise someone who did tshuva, Zoveach Todi Chabdineni V'Sam Derech Harenu. B'Shlishi Mahayu Amrim, what would they say on the third day of Chalamoit Sukkos, Mi Yakum Li Im Mereim. So, because that Mizmor speaks about the Tzaros of Klal Yisrael, that they were Meshubah during Bayesheni, Taparas, Yavan, Romi, all of the non-Jewish nations that have subjugated us, and still we engage in Simcha, and we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Yakum Li Im Mereim, to save us from these Mereim who do evil to us. Lule Hashem Ezrasali Kimat Shachna Dumanavshi Amarti Mataragli Tanchumech Yishashu. So we're saying that even in our tzaros, we do not refrain from coming and enjoying the nechama of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if V'imahayom, what would we say on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed? Binu Barim Ba'am. The Mizmor Tzadi Dalet in Tehillim, because Chag Sukkos is a time of Matnas Aniyim. It's a time where we give to the poor. It's where the grain is gathered in from the field, and we have to give the matanos to the aniyim. So when these days, last days come, before we go back home, we read the Levim read these psukim, which gives us musar about giving maestros properly, and not thinking to ourselves that if we keep it, no one's going to know. Binu barim ba'am. We're going to say who's going to know what we do. Hanotea ozen halo yishma miyotzayin halo yabit hayose goyim halo yochiach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hears everything, sees everything, knows everything. Thing. So you try to hold for yourself the tzedakah money, you're going to lose out. B'chamishi mahayom, what would they say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? So that they would say part of Mizmor Pei Aleph of Tehillim, Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. Those psukim have divrei tanchumin that the Navi says that even if you're in a situation of tzara, for example, Batzara karasa v'achalzeka, v'achalzeka encha b'seser ram, v'choncha l'mim riva, that it gives us nechama for times of tzara, because on Sukkos we daven for rain and we need the rain, and it's a tzara not to have it, and we daven that Hashem should send us bracha v'yachileu michel v'chita. Bashishi mahayom, what would we say on the sixth day of Chol HaMoed? The entire Mizmor Pei Beis of Tehillim, starting with El Kimnita Badas Kel, and then we would say Yimotu Kol Mosdei Aretz, and that's because it says Oni v'rosh hatzdiku, meaning that we should give maestros that someone who doesn't understand b'chashecha yishalachu is going to ultimately go to the chashecha of mavess. Yimodu kol mosdei aretz, and is going to bring famine into the world. So the seder of these songs that they would say on the weekdays of Chol HaMoed, that was only on the weekdays. But v'imchal Shabbos be'echad mehem, if Shabbos would fall out on one of those days, then they would only say the shir of Shabbos, and the next day, the first day, they would say the shir that they should have said the previous day, Yimotu Yidcha, and they would ultimately, what would be voted out of the cycle is Yimotu. Rav Safra Manach Buhu Simana. Rav Safra had a simon of Rashi Tevis to remember the seder of the shir of the songs that they would sing. Hum vihi, that was his simon for Havu, Ula Rasha, Miyakum, Binu, Hasirosi, and Yimotu. Rav Papa disagreed, and he put Hasirosi before Binu Ba'arim. So Manach Buhu Simana, Hum Havi. So he had a simon that reflected a slightly different order. Visimanach, and the way to not make a mistake and realize which simon Rav Safra gave is Ambur de Safri, that the mavuos of the Malamdi Tinokos, that they were normally, people would go in because they would gather in, the fathers and mothers of the children would gather together, so too is a simon to remember the person whose name is Safra, which is similar to a sofer, his simon was Hum Vahi. So it sounds like the description of the Ambua de Safri, the alleyways near where you would bring your children to study Torah. Bottom line is, though, from this brisa we see that if Shabbos falls on one of those days, we don't do the shir of that day. Instead, we only do the shir of Shabbos. That's a raya against Rav Acha, because Rav Acha thinks for each Korban Musaf we do a separate kia, and so it would get separate shir. Tiyufta de Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Tiyufta, that is a second Tiyufta against Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Says the Gemara, Vaha Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Kro Masnisa Kamar. You know, it's nice to bring one brisa after another that's directly against Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Problem is, when he said his din that there are 9 tkios for each Korban Musaf, he had a brisa and a pasuk to back him up. Amar Ravina says, well, the brisa that he bought was that he brought to back him up was learning from the pasuk of Kalafia Musafin Token. Rav Acha explained that it means that you're tokea for each musaf. Once we reject Rav Acha, you have to explain the Braisa differently. It's not saying that there are nine separate tkios for each musaf. Lomar shema arichin b'tkios. It's just saying that when there are two carbonos musaf, we make the tkios last longer. We say the shir after the nesachim of both of them are brought. Rabban de kisri mishmeid Rabbi Acha Amri lomar shemar b'betokin. When there are two carbonos musaf, we blow additional chatzotros together with the normal amount, but it's still a tkia achas because it's all happening simultaneously. Okay, so main point number four, I think it is on the Amud. Rav Acha's sources must indicate either that the blasts are longer or that we have more people blowing them, because it can't indicate that there are separate blasts for each carbon musaf. That's simply not true. So as now as a continuation to the previous sugya that spoke about pushing off the shear, the Gemara is going to bring up a similar topic. Throughout the 8 days, we read a separate Kriyas HaTorah of the carbon of that day, and we mention the Tfilas Musaf as well. We mention the carbon and Tfilas Musaf as well. In Chutz Laaretz, where we keep 2 days of Yantiv, so we read on the first 2 days the carbon of Yantiv, B'yom Chamisha Asar. Even on Yom Tov Sheni, we read B'yom Chamisha Asar, because it's a Safik Yom Rishon of Sukkot and a Safik Yom Rishon of Chol HaMoed. But we're not going to say of Yom HaSheni, because that would be a zilzal in the Kedusha of Yom Tov. We have to treat it as if it were Yom Tov. So the Gemara is going to discuss the order of Kriyas HaTorah on Chol HaMoed. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, which in Chutz Laaretz is really the third day of the Chag, we say Yom HaSheni, which is the Kriya that you're supposed to really say on the second day of the Chag, and we continue in that direction. So it turns out that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah we're reading Ubiyom HaShishi, and then the next day, Shmini Atzeres, you can't say Ubiyom HaShvi'i, because that's going to be a zilzul in Shmini Atzeres. So then you're never going to say Ubiyom HaShvi'i. Or if you say on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Yantif, B'yom HaShlishi, then it will turn out that you never said B'yom HaSheni. So we're sort of stuck. So what do we do? Va'anan, we in Chutz Laaretz, Tislan Treyomi, where we have 2 days of Yantif, Hechi Avdinan, what do we do about Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf? Which set of psukim do we read? Abai Amar Sheni Yidcha, you skip B'yom HaSheni, you go straight to B'yom HaShlishi. Rava Amar Shvi'i Yidcha, no, you don't skip B'yom HaSheni, but Enochinami, you're never going to read B'yom HaShvi'i, because on Hashan Rabbi you can read B'yom HaShishi, and Shmini Atzeres, you're going to have to already get into Shmini Atzeres. You're not going to be able to read B'yom HaShvi'i. Tanya Kavasei D'Rava, we have a braisa that says like Rava, that Imchal Shabbos Lios Be'achan Mehen Yimotu Yidcha. So you see that the parsha that's Nidcha is the one that you would say last, that's the one that's nidcha. Itkin ameimer ben harda de medalgi delugi. In a third shita that ameimer came up with in harda to solve all the problems. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, say ubiyom hasheni and ubiyom hashlishi, because it's a suffix of both of those days. And the second day of Chol HaMoed, you say biyom hashlishi and biyom harevi'i, and etc. You know, you keep going throughout the whole time. So that and on the fifth day, which is Hoshana Rabbah, ubiyom hashishi and ubiyom hashvi'i. So last main point: three opinions of which psukim to say in Musaf and Kriyas HaTorah in Chutz Laaretz. Either you skip the second day, or you skip the seventh day, or you read the psukim for both possible days that it might be. You read the psukim for both possible days that it might be. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Nun Hei Amud Beis.